Snow continues to fall across portions of the northern plains and upper Midwest, and it's something we're going to have to get used to because it will be with us until Saturday. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. And it's rather cold out there, to say the least. The temperatures at this hour are still running in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the northern plains, and we're really not expecting to see a tremendous amount of change in that scenario. There will be still a gradual cool down that will take place as we go forward through time. Well, the snowfall has tapered off quite a bit in many locations, but we are still seeing a significant amount of accumulation that did occur in the last 24 to 30 hours across a big part of the region. And the majority of the region picking up on totals that range from about 4 or 5 inches all the way up to 13 inches in general, some 14 to 16 inch amounts occurring in a few spots in eastern sections of North Dakota. And we also saw the greater amounts down in south central parts of South Dakota, where we did see 12 to 18 inches taking place. Even one location along the Nebraska border, not too far from Chadron, Nebraska, reporting 24 inches of snow, and also similar amounts out in the Black Hills. All right, well, in the Minnesota side of the line has certainly picked up on some significant snow too, with amounts running there from 4 to around 8 inches, a lot of that occurring from the central through northern parts of the state, and looks like there will be still some opportunity for snow to fall in southern Minnesota and southeastern South Dakota, but those areas have managed to miss a lot of the snow so far. Well, the forecast is going to continue to promote some periodic precipitation occurring across these areas in the northern parts of the plains and upper Midwest. We do not expect to see any serious change in the overall pattern from what we've been describing most of this week. What that means is the upper level low pressure system will perpetuate snow across the area into Saturday. Additional snow accumulations run from 2 to 6 inches. There will be the potential for a few local totals of 8 inches or more. And unfortunately, there's more snow coming even after that. Sometime on Sunday, a little shot of snow will come across North Dakota into Minnesota and northeastern South Dakota. That'll come and go quickly, maybe producing a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches. And then the big cold surge comes along, and that will arrive as we get into midweek next week, and it too will produce another round of snow for the area. Probably a lot of wind too. Extreme wind chills and temperatures plummeting during the middle of next week. We will be seeing high temperatures stuck below zero, lows at night in the negative 20s. Why, we may even see some negative 30 degree readings before the end of next week. But that's a long ways out. Hopefully, the air mass will moderate between now and then. In the meantime, we can expect our temperatures to gradually cool down over the next couple of days. Nothing too extreme until next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.